We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. A Star is Born. You know, Bradley Cooper directed it, and he also starred in it. But before he started it, they were considering Jack White.
Why?
Jen dislikes really? Jack White because of her husband. Why? Ryan.
Why?
He listened to the White Stripes so much that I grew to hate them.
Oh.
Like, that CD was in the car every single time we drove for probably 2.5 years. And at first I really liked it. And then finally I was like, oh my God, is there anything other than the White Stripes that you want to listen to? He's like, nope, I love it. And I was like, well, Jack White is my number one enemy. He's also, sorry, not attractive.
Yeah, and his voice is, you know, it's an interesting voice.
There are some stories. Look him up.
He's a what?
Misogynist.
Oh.
All right, I'm off my Jack White soapbox. Remember evil David Schwimmer over in England who was caught stealing beer from like a convenience store?
It was Russ, not Ross.
Yes. They caught him finally. And they were calling him evil David Schwimmer, but BuzzFeed did a list of the 30 worst things that Friends characters did to each other. And in the top 10, Ross makes like 8 out of 10.
Yeah, BuzzFeed hates Friends.
It does?
Yeah, they always do crappy articles about Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay. When Ross didn't trust Rachel alone to be with her male co-worker. When Ross refused to tell Rachel he didn't get their drunken Las Vegas marriage annulled.
Yeah, that was rude.
When Ross made a list, with Joey and Chandler's help, of the pros and cons of dating Rachel versus Julie. When Ross yelled at Rachel for not getting ready fast enough.
But he was going to drink fat for her, if you recall, in that same episode.
Ross cheating while he and Rachel were on a break and then hiding the other woman in his apartment when they got back together. And then Ross going from person to person trying to keep Rachel from finding out he cheated on her.
What about when he drew the permanent mustache on her when she fell asleep on the plane?
No, not that one. Okay. But Rachel makes number 5 because she invited herself to be Monica's roommate after not seeing her for years. Forgot that little part in the pilot. And then when everyone, this is 6 and 7. When everyone forced Monica to make a special Thanksgiving meal for them, and then everything burned in the oven because they were locked out of the apartment, and then they continued to complain after everything was burnt, and they were like, we had better plans anyway. This was nobody's first choice.
All right.
There you go.
Come on, Friends.
If you're excited for the final season of Game of Thrones, it premieres in April.
Yay. Wow.
Does that excite both of you?
Yeah, I got goosebumps a little bit.
I heard it's like only somewhere between 8 or 6 episodes. That's it. But they're supposed to be almost 2 hours
eight
long.
8 or 6.
Yeah, 6 or 8 or something. It's like that. There's not a lot of them.
It's like a weather forecast.
I think he's going backwards.
And they're supposed to be between 1.5 to 2 hours long each.
No, 2 hours to an hour and a half.
Okay, sorry.
An update on the California wildfires. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth lost their home, but they are trying to help other people out. They've already donated $500,000 to the cause.
Wow.
For those who have financial need, emergency relief assistance, community rebuilding, wildfire prevention, and climate change resilience. Ellen DeGeneres donated $100,000 to LAFD. Dave Grohl brought barbecue to a fire station in Calabasas. That would have sounded great if it were the first story.
I know, right. But it's still cool.
Half a mil, 100,000, here's some barbecue.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. And then
that was probably way more exciting though to them.
Yep.
Then, like, him showing up. Yeah.
Dave Grohl is here.
Yeah.
And he's got potato salad.
Nicole Kidman apparently thought about becoming a nun when she was younger.
That's weird because Tom Cruise was going to be a priest. Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird. Mm-hmm.
Huh. And under the obvious news, Demi Lovato changed her phone number when she got out of rehab so dealers and enablers couldn't get a hold of her.
Meh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think you needed to tell us that one. And then
it also explains why I haven't been able to reach her.
You're an enabler?
No, I'm just trying to guess her number.
Get up, Demi.
It sounded bad, though. It sounded like you're a dealer. And finally, I know everyone was curious about last night on The Voice. Kennedy Holmes. Would she stay? Would she go? No surprise that Kennedy was safe.
Yeah. Made the top 13. Did you watch last night?
I watched the part where they had the two comeback
people.
Oh my god, they were awful.
They were both, one was worse than the other, and neither of them, there's a reason there are no chairs.
That's
turned.
Exactly what I said. My kids were like, oh, this sounds terrible. And Ryan's like, okay, kids, let's be nice. And then I said, well, I mean, Ryan, let's be real. There's a reason none of the chairs turned around in the first place.
And now there's 13 where there were all these people that went home.
I know.
They bring back people who didn't turn chairs in the first place.
Yes, didn't turn a single chair. It was a web series with Kelsey Ballerini,
and she chose
the two people that were going to compete last night.
It was so bad, I can't even explain.
Meanwhile, other people turned chairs and have already been sent home.
Yeah, yes. And Adam Levine, like, stood there for 15 minutes trying to figure out, like, who from his team he was going to save.
A lot of people upset he saved Tarzan.
He did. Total Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Guy.
But a lot of people don't. People are like, what is his obsession with this guy? Because he's got some solid people on his team.
Yeah, that guy has some solid hair, but...
Yeah.
That's entertainment. I am better now, better now. I only say that because you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would have gave you anything, would have gave you everything. Whoa. It's Entertainment Schmidt. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. America's most and least trusted TV news anchors. Who do you think tops the list?
Like now, currently working.
Yes.
Okay.
Cable or just network?
I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think Brian Williams is still suffering.
No. He's actually number five.
Most?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, most trusted.
Wow.
Who took over?
Is it Lester Holt?
Lester Holt is number one.
He's a likable guy.
He's the most trusted?
Yeah.
That's good. I like him.
You know
him.
Who I don't love? The ABC guy. He's so stiff and phony.
David Muir?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's number four on the list.
Yeah. As most.
Yes.
Okay.
Silver Fox is number two.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
And Robin Roberts from ABC comes in at number three.
I like her. Probably out of all of them, I like her. I like Lester, too.
Lester, yeah. He's my guy.
Least...
Oh, it's all going to be Fox and CNBC.
Yeah, like Hannity.
Or MSNBC.
Yep. Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, yeah.
And then Morning Joe, Mika and Joe come in fourth and fifth.
But even, like, they're not trying to do straight news, Mika and Joe, you know?
Yeah. People say least trusted.
Interesting.
Stranger Things. Apparently, Millie Bobby Brown got a little emotional when they wrapped the third season. I don't know if that gives us a clue into what's going on at the end of the third season.
Emotions.
Well, lots of people have emotions about David Harbour, who plays Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Hopper. And he said, you know, a lot of people like him. And he said he's become a sex symbol for our time. He says he has a funny relationship with this dad bod thing. And he'd like to see more dad bods in Hollywood. He's sick of twigs.
I get that.
Yeah.
He said, I want big guys in leading man roles. I want them to be the hero. And I want more big girls in leading roles, too. I want people to love their bodies. Look, I don't want you to be unhealthy. I want you to take care of yourself. Take care of your heart. We don't want you to be obese. But these impossible standards that Hollywood sets, I don't find those people sexy anymore.
Yay, everybody loves you.
New Zealand, there's a newspaper there, the Gisborne Herald, that, you know, printed a headline, the top of the paper, about how Marvel Comics creator died at 95. Spike Lee, R.I.P.
Wow.
Oh, no. Spike Lee, Stan Lee. Same difference, right? And Armie Hammer had something to say about Stan Lee. I don't know if you noticed it. I saw it in my social media feed, but a lot of people have met Stan Lee over the years. And when he died, they posted their pictures with Stan Lee. Armie Hammer does not like it.
Why?
He said, so touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. No better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself.
Shut up, Armie Hammer.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's
your connection, right? Here's when, this is the time I met Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, talk about how he impacted your life with his work. Post his work that touched you the most. Posting a selfie makes his death about you and how cool you felt taking a picture with him.
Well, you probably did feel cool. It was a cool moment for you.
Yes. And there's in social media, you put visuals along with these things. And what's a more appropriate visual as you make a tribute to somebody than a picture of you and them?
I guess we won't be posting pictures with Armie Hammer when he dies.
Never cared for Armie Hammer. I don't think he's a good actor.
Ooh. No, he's not the best.
He's not.
Netflix has canceled the Tony Danza, Josh Groban series, The Good Cop. But in exciting news, The Good Place, you know, the show with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, created by the guy who created Parks and Rec. Well, guess what?
What?
Lil Sebastian is on the show.
Is showing up on The Good Place? That's funny.
So there are lots of like Parks. If you are a fan of Parks and Rec, there are lots of Parks and Rec Easter eggs that are kind of hidden throughout the show. But there was one of the cast members took a picture with this horse and said, oh, hello. And then all of these people started freaking out. And the Parks and Rec social media sites retweeted with a reference to Lil Sebastian. So it is, in fact, Lil Sebastian, the mini horse on The Good Place. Get excited, people, like I do.
Three words for you. Treat, yoke, sell.
I get excited every time I see a little horse. I have to take a picture and make a Lil Sebastian reference. U2 closed out their tour last night, and Bono left the stage saying, we're going away now. And so, of course, every U2 fan freaked the heck out. Like, what does that mean? It means it's the end of the tour.
Right. And they need to take a break. They've been touring for a long time.
A long time. Yeah, relax. It's fine. And Netflix is getting a new singing competition show, if you don't have enough of them. It's called Rhythm and Flow. It's going to be a rap competition. And their judges, Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I. And it's executive produced by John Legend. So it looks like it's going to be pretty legit. And last night on The Voice, more importantly, in terms of singing competitions, Kennedy Holmes, safe for another week.
Yeah, and they eliminated like more than half of the people last night.
Now it's down to 13 people. Mm-hmm. 12, and then they had one of the comeback people.
They're not going to do that again next year, I bet.
It was that bad.
It was bad.
Rough.
Yeah. Here's one of the people who didn't make it.
No, this isn't it. Oh, this is it?
It's the battle.
The comeback people, by the way, this is a great idea. Hold on. So I'm picking it up, loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, picking it up, loving, I'm living, so we turning up. It goes down from there, downhill. They had two people who didn't turn any chairs around, got a second chance, and got to join the other 12 when all these other people who have been surviving all these knockout rounds and everything didn't make it.
Wasn't a great idea.
Yeah, it's kind of stinky.
Kicked out in a knockout with Kennedy Holmes, you know, then you probably still were pretty decent, whereas this person was awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. An 8th season finale of American Horror Story tonight.
Having to wrap it all up. Tell me, Jen.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. This season's been highly entertaining.
I know. You were off of it for a while, but now you're back on.
I've come and gone in different seasons. It wasn't full of gore. Sometimes they just get weird, and this is a good season. One episode was not great, but that's... Baby, if it's meant to be, yeah. If it's meant to be.
98, Courtney and company, with your celebrity birthdays. There are some good ones today. Like, she already wished him a happy birthday this morning on social media, so you know it's love. Joanna's love, Chip Gaines.
Oh.
Ooh.
And she posted like a sexy cowboy picture of him too. It was funny.
I don't know. They have like, she was just pregnant not that long ago, and they're
43.
I think he's closer to 50. I want to say 48.
I was going to say 46.
42.
44.
Ooh.
She posted this picture and said, two words. Dang, Gina. I mean, happy birthday. I just love that they still and then they're so in love.
Gina doesn't say dang. He doesn't say
no,
dang.
He didn't say dang.
You know. They're trying to keep it family friendly.
I know they are. I know.
Okay. How old is Prince Charles?
Oh, I saw this one. I'm DQ'd.
Okay.
Didn't mean to. Just did.
I'll say this. He looks better now than he ever did.
He's one of those guys. You know who else was like that? Joe DiMaggio. As a younger guy, was kind of gawky looking. Mm. But, you know, he aged really
nicely. He's aged, so, I mean, because he was never a sight for sore eyes.
No, but he has become quite distinguished with age.
Well, it's got to be a big one, don't you think?
If Lance saw it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it just popped up on a headline. I had no way around it.
I'll ride that train and say 75.
You think that old?
I don't know. Courtney Landrum, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 70.
Okay. You got it. You got it. How about, you wouldn't want to face him in a rap battle, Rev Run from Run DMC. Oh, I will also say, he is the same age as Putty, Patrick Warburton.
Oh, gosh.
Who's also Lemony Snicket in a series kind of unfortunate
that's
events.
That's a little more helpful.
Okay.
64.
64? No. 52.
I'm going to say 55.
58.
54. Yeah.
Courtney's closest. There you have it. Celebrity birthdays for November 14th. Happy birthday if you're having a birthday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.